All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Fresh Takes Podcast with Russo and Police. I am Paul Russo. Across from me, as always, looking fresh today, especially. This is the one, the only, Nick Felice. Nick, how you doing today?
Doing good, Paul. Thanks, Paul. You're looking not too bad yourself.
Thank you.
You know, we just had Halloween a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
Next week's Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, Black Friday. It's getting that holiday
season.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
This is a good time of the year.
My favorite holiday coming up, so next week.
Black Friday.
No, Thanksgiving, but...
Oh, okay.
This will be probably the first Black Friday, though, where I actually do have to get some shopping of some sort done, which is a really weird deal. Usually I try to avoid, but... I am in need of a TV for...
Is that 3 a.m. Black Friday shopping?
No, probably yeah. Like that leave here at 9 o'clock.
You're not going to...
Probably one of those leave here at 9 o'clock to get back by midnight type deals.
Not going to fight over some old ladies for an Xbox One?
No, I'm a PlayStation guy. Oh, so.
Same.
Damn, we already got three people tuned in already.
Right, you know, it's a big show.
It's a big show. We actually have a lot to get to, so let's dive into the quick overlay of that. Obviously, talk our football talk. We're going to touch on more NASCAR for y'all, but Kyle Busch winning the title. A show that me and you love, Nick, Masked Singer. We haven't talked about it yet, but they're in the middle of their second season, so we'll discuss what we think so far and maybe give a few predictions out. For the rest of the way.
Spoiler reminders.
Yeah, but I feel like with this one, we can kind of be a little bit looser with that because it's not...
Can I spoil the Avengers?
I think at this point you can. I mean, this is a bit odd, but okay.
Disney Plus is out now.
Yes.
They have Avengers. I'm talking about Endgame.
The MCU.
I'm just like, can I go on the public and just say, you know, what you call died? I'm not gonna. I'll be loyal for a couple more months.
Fine, I'll say it. Iron Man died.
Wow.
How about that?
You watched it with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
In IMAX.
Who did, well, Pat?
Was that IMAX? Yeah, it was an IMAX.
Yeah, Pat didn't watch it with us.
No, Pat came, didn't he? No, Josh came.
Josh came. I was going to say one of your Russos wasn't with me, but...
I came, because I was the one who was really eager to see it in IMAX.
Yeah, Iron Man died. Scarlett Johansson's character died. Black Widow.
Nah. I'm not a big Black Widow guy.
I'm sorry if I just spoiled the Avengers.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big Iron Man guy either.
See, I am.
So.
You big not Iron Man or Robert
Downey
Jr.?
We're getting too far off.
Robert Downey Jr. You're not
I think it's more Robert Downey Jr. than anything else. But I could be. Anyway, we need to get into it. We got final fresh take for both of us today.
Really?
And our lock of the week. We got two of our things coming back, so we need to dive into it. We're already 4 minutes in, pretty much, and
we lost all three viewers, didn't we?
Not if we've actually gained a couple.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mrs. Russo.
She's not one of them.
Really?
She's coming. She's driving right now. So,
loyal fans, watch.
You know, I'll put it this way: I hope she's not watching.
She has not in the car.
Kids, adults, parents at home, grandchildren, grandparents. You know, don't be a distracted driver.
College football.
How about that? So it was a big week, yet not a big week in some senses. Probably the biggest news is definitely Tua's injury.
Really? Not Syracuse blowing out Duke?
We'll get to that. But Tua, man, I don't know. I'm on the train that he shouldn't have been in the first place anyway. They rushed him back from the injury.
They did.
I can understand the LSU game last week. I understand that. But you're playing Mississippi State. There's no reason to have your guy out there. And you know, this is on Nick Saban. I'll put it bluntly. In my mind, it's on Nick Saban.
We are not Nick Saban fans.
I make fun of him, but I mean, I respect his game. He's probably the best college coach we will see in our lifetime, at least at the moment. Dabo's kind of climbing up there a little bit. But, you know, man, this comes down to, you know, Nick Saban and whatever in his pocketbook. And just, now you've risked this kid's future, to put it bluntly. I mean, obviously this is different than the Bo Jackson deal. My mom, by the way, is still at work listening, so good to know that she's not driving.
She just texted you?
Yeah.
Totally, she was watching.
But, I mean, man, this is a serious injury, to put it bluntly. They had to do a specialized surgery on it, obviously. It sucks. It really does, because now you obviously put his future in jeopardy, but now the whole entire tank for Tua thing kind of takes a different narrative. Now it turns into, do we risk taking Tua? Because now this is two very major injuries. I'd certainly say the hip is a bit more serious than the ankle, but nonetheless, two major injuries and two major surgeries within like a month and a half, 2 months. So it's a tricky situation now from here on out. It's a bummer. He is fun to watch, all things considered. It's a tough deal. It's a tough deal.
It is a tough loss. But here's what I'm taking away from the week. Minnesota going down. Pretty sure Baylor went down too.
Yeah.
I think they finally lost.
Yeah, I think so.
Those were teams that were on the outskirts because they were undefeated. Now that they've lost, they're done. I think the new college football ranking show tonight.
Yeah, pretty much that status quo.
Yes, it did. And
I mean, ranking-wise, that's why I put it up there. Like, status quo-wise, it pretty much stayed the same up top. You didn't see anything major happen.
If you're Alabama, you still got to be feeling good because your one loss is LSU, and Georgia and LSU are probably going to have to play each other, correct?
Yes.
So there you go. And then you could have the potential of maybe a Clemson or Ohio State loss. More of a chance of Ohio State than Clemson. Clemson is not going to lose. And, yeah, I think it sucks because I don't like Alabama. Don't like Alabama. Notre Dame fan. And they're going to get him. They'll try everything they can. Even if these teams look better than Alabama, they'll still find a way to get Alabama into the field. But if Alabama loses one more time, Paul, are they out?
Well, if they lose one more time, they're out.
I think that's what if it's to Auburn?
I think that's definitely something the committee can't do or put them in if they go down another game. I mean, they're fifth again. They're hanging around, but again, this week up top, there was nothing, you know, to change really the minds, at least top six-wise, so...
Let's talk
up top. Syracuse.
Let's talk Syracuse.
Yeah, game I didn't watch because I think it was on the ACC Plus, not the regular ACC Network. But yeah.
But you said you have the ACC Network.
Yeah.
You can get the ACC Plus. You just gotta get stream it online.
Oh, wow.
It's on Watch. It's basically just it's on the Watch ESPN.
Oh,
ESPN 3. Wow. Yeah. You know that channel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was busy watching the Xfinity.
Yeah, race. But I know. It's just for future notes.
Because I gave up. I pretty much had given up on the season.
Have.
I tell you what, this was a solid jolt in the arm, 49-6 win. Offense seemed to be clicking on really good cylinders. That was the one of two options I think that game was going to go, given the firing of the OC or the DC. And to an extent, you certainly have the fire under the ass of the offensive staff as well at this point because of that. But defense came out to play. I mean, that Duke offense is tough to stop a lot of times. That Duke team plays tough. I mean, now the record shows a little bit different, but that's a tough Duke team that's taken UNC deep this year. They've taken the Virginias deep this year. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice, solid win. I mean, DeVito seemed to be really good. You hope... I don't have a lot of faith this week coming up against Louisville.
So what's the last two games?
Louisville and Wake Forest.
And where are these games?
At Louisville, in the Dome against Wake.
And they got to win out to make a bowl. pretty much.
Well,
there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance with the 5-win they could get in via academics, but nobody's really strong on that front. So,
as a fan, you don't want to be in at 5-7.
No, I mean, I'd like to be in a bowl game regardless, but. Nah, not the way this year's been, no. 6-6 I can live with. You throw us into, like, the Motor City Bowl or something like that. You know, okay, that's understandable. But, yeah, 5-7 I just don't know. Can't get down with.
Will you buy season tickets next year?
I don't know yet, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Is
it because of the play?
It's a mixed bag of things. There's some... Okay, I'm not going to say it's behind-the-scenes stuff, but for season ticket holders that have been holders for a while now, where I sit, there was a price increase this year, not this year, for next year, and the timing of it and the wording of it was very poor. I'll put it to you that way. My price is staying locked in what I had. So, I don't have any reason to be fully upset, at least price-wise. I do have I feel bad for, you know, the people I go with and the people who I've now gotten to know a little bit up in my section. Shout out 309. But, yeah, it's definitely I need to think about this decision, obviously. I'd like to think I'm going to, but at the same token, I'm not too sure. I mean, next year's marquee game is Florida State. Obviously not as big a name as Clemson anymore. The Florida State team obviously will pull numbers a little bit, but not like that Clemson game. And that Florida State team should be a little bit better next year, theoretically, but they're still probably going to be an 8-4 team at best by the end of next year. When the season wraps up, so it's going to be a tough call, I think, for a lot of people.
College football schedules come out?
Well, technically, everyone has their opponents ready to go for next year. It's a matter of, obviously, setting the dates still at this
point. Notre Dame next year?
No.
No.
I don't think we play Notre Dame for another, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but that's the way it sounds. I don't know where it's going to be next time. I don't know. I know technically Syracuse will be the home team no matter what, but
I'd love to see him come to the Dome, but it's never going to happen.
No, I mean, the last time Syracuse was the home team was that MetLife game.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. So,
yeah, they usually just go to New York City.
Which sucks. I mean, you take away bulk of the fan base area.
Now, do you get that ticket if they go to MetLife?
I don't know what would happen with that. I really don't.
I assume so.
I know if there is a bowl game, we get fairly one of the first dibs at it, but obviously I think the closest bowl for us this year would be, I mean, I don't think we'll get to it, that either that Boston Bowl or New York City, and I don't think we're getting to either, so.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
We'll see.
Where's
game day this week?
Game day is going to, I believe it's Ohio State. I could be wrong. Let me double check. It's my favorite part of the freaking week, trying to figure this out. A lot of FCS games going on this week against the big programs.
Oh, it's that week.
Rivalry week for Notre Dame. Against Boston College. Yep.
Old rivals.
They are going to Ohio State, Penn State. In Columbus, Ohio. Usually they don't do this, but it's a noon game, that game. But
really?
That's game day this week.
Isn't Michigan, Ohio State always a noon game?
I don't know.
I think I remember Jeremy, our friend Jeremy, Michigan fan, telling me they do that because it's that crazy. Ohio State, Michigan, they always put it at noon.
Yeah.
Because they don't want drunk people.
It can't be that crazy. It can't be that crazy when the past 5 years Michigan's 0-5, but whatever.
Yeah. It's like, Cordica.
Gordica.
That was pretty cool, though, that they went to New York City.
They had, did you hear they had 45,000 people at that game?
Really?
That's the biggest D3 crowd ever. Wow. For a football game. Job well done to those two schools. They've turned that rivalry into, honestly, like a national talking point.
I know.
The college football subreddit even was talking about the game. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good, good, good for those two towns.
Yes, good for Ithaca and good for Cortland. Yeah. We are proud.
We are proud to call you part of the Finger Lakes.
Cortland part of the Finger Lakes?
Technically, they're in the middle of Cayuga and Oswego. Whatever that one's called, Oswego.
Seamless transition to the NFL. A lot of different talking points. Let's go for the obvious, shall we?
But before we get going, okay. We'll get to the obvious. I just want to say, before we get, I know this is before our picks, but this guy over here went 13-1.
Thank you.
His one pick he got wrong was completely off. Was the Houston Texans. 13-1. This guy could have done a 13-way parlay last week.
Even though it's you can only do 12.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you could have took off.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Patriots or something. But anyway, what's the obvious thing?
So, yeah, the obvious would be Myles Garrett.
Yes.
I want to take a look at this, not optically speaking, because this might have been the most wild, absurd, crazy, and somehow awesome thing I've ever seen on live TV.
And it happened at the last part of the
game. Yeah, with 8 seconds left in the game.
In a blowout game.
For the most part. I wouldn't say it was a blowout, but yeah.
Score your friend Nick was at that game.
Yes.
Not me.
Man, it was crazy.
And my cousin Kyle was at that game.
It was crazy. I don't condone what Myles Garrett did, but Mason Rudolph is not innocent in this. Is definitely, he shouldn't be getting off as easy as he is with just a fine. He deserves a game, to put it bluntly. He definitely deserves at least a game. A game. Suspension. He did try. You have to look at this differently. I understand if you want to say, well, he started, but he started, blah, blah, blah. We have to look at it like this. Obviously what Myles Garrett did, but there were precursor moments in which Mason tried to rip off his helmet, and whether or not he actually made contact with it or not, he did make motions toward Myles Garrett's groin area, trying to obviously inflict some sort of pain. I mean, you don't go for that area just to go for that area, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've all been hit down there before. It certainly is weird. I don't really get behind Pouncey getting 3 games. I think he should probably for sure get a game, but that's it. He was coming to...
He was defending his teammate.
That's the thing. He was coming to the aid of a teammate, but at the same token, you can't...
No, you can't
You punch, can't continuously kick punch and kick a guy on the ground.
And then there was the one guy that did the cheap shot on Rudolph.
Yeah, that guy...
He got a game.
People were saying whatever. Yeah, I'm fine with a game for him just because he came in there and... Kind of, he didn't, there was no need for that at that point, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I people are saying they think the suspension will go in the next season for Garrett. I'm going to really doubt it. We had a similar incident happen a couple years ago. I forget the exact guy's name who did it, but Richie Incognito was on the receiving end of it. That guy had 3 games, which at that point was the rest of the year, and that was that. Yeah. So I can't imagine Myles Garrett getting more than that. I think the issue is, obviously, because it was on the national stage in prime time, I think that blew it up. And not to make it sound like it's not a big deal, but I think it blew it up to a point where it became a bigger deal than it actually was. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with you, Paul. I think Mason Rudolph should have got something.
Yeah.
Because if he did kick him in the groin, that...
At very least, he made motions of doing it, you know what I mean?
And we've also seen Draymond Green of the Warriors in basketball, NBA, do the same thing, so... And he got suspended for those kicking in the groins.
I mean, the guys also didn't retaliate back against him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Mason Rudolph started this thing.
Yeah.
Because he was grabbing his helmet.
Yeah.
And he might have kicked his groin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's arguing in sports. That's football. They go back and forth arguing, kicking, and, you know, you see that kind of stuff.
He also kept going after him, though, too, which is another point that I forgot to bring up. But
Rudolph tried going for his helmet, but Myles Garrett's just way stronger, so he got his helmet. But he had time. This is it was fine. They were both wrong until Myles Garrett wailed him in the head with the helmet.
And that's the thing, too, I think, because he also had Pouncey kind of throwing Garrett around, that's too, at that point.
I was all right with Pouncey because he was defending his teammate. Obviously, like we said, he went a little too far. But I think Rudolph should have got suspended. Myles Garrett definitely should have got suspended a year because I've never seen that before.
No.
It's like one thing. I've seen people rip helmets off, and I've seen people kick each other in spots you don't want to be kicked. But I've never seen a guy throw a helmet.
I mean, Bryce Harper threw a helmet one time, but that didn't make contact. Who was it, Hunter Strickland?
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's charged them out. But this guy intended with full steam to hit Rudolph in the head.
Well, I think, but yeah.
But yeah, I get it, but Rudolph should have got something.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Is it bad at one point? I just, in all the chaos of it, I kind of was chuckling, just like, I was just like, this is the most crazy thing I've ever seen on live TV.
And it's weird. You don't even realize the Browns won that game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The Ravens somehow went 3-0 this weekend.
I know. It's crazy. But, Myles Garrett definitely should have been suspended this season because I've never seen that. I don't think he should be suspended for next year, but we'll see.
No, I don't think so either, but... But we're also basing it off of a couple other instances in that case. I'm going to ask you, Josh Allen legit? That was a hell of a game you put up.
It was. He's legit. Was your fantasy quarterback.
I think we'll harbor him for a couple
Really? A couple not weeks. Going back to Kyler or Matty Ice.
Well, Kyler has a bye this week anyway. So.
Okay. And,
Matt Ryan, look, the Falcons are playing the Panthers this week. Kind of have to play Matt Ryan.
You know, congrats on your fantasy win, by the way. Paul.
Thank you.
You know, I was a little bitter this morning because I lost a close one last night. Travis Kelce. Austin Ekeler. But, you know, Josh Allen is good. I don't know if he's legit. I don't know. We have to see him. I judge people off playoff games, and I still don't know. How people think Philip Rivers is better than Eli Manning when he hasn't done shit in the playoffs.
Death, taxes, and Philip Rivers.
But we're not talking about Philip here. Philip with one L. Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I think this Buffalo team has a shot at the playoffs. Call me crazy, Paul. I think the Bills and the Raiders are going to the playoffs this year. Call me crazy.
Nah, I don't think it's that crazy.
No. Because some of these other teams, I'm not buying. I'm not buying the Steelers. Not with Mason Rudolph. I'm not buying. The only one I could honestly buy out of those teams is Indianapolis. But some reason, I think it's going to be Houston. Because I think Indianapolis can win this division. What do you think?
Well, I'm definitely with you on the Bills front.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, the AFC gets a little bit murky only because there's a ton of teams kind of within like a half game of each other still because there's a couple bye weeks. I do feel bad for the Bills. I think the Bills this year are definitely above mediocre. They're just pinned behind the Patriots, and that's going to be their downfall this year in terms of at least doing anything in the playoffs potentially.
Yeah.
It's weird because week in and week out, I want to be with you on the Raiders. I really do. And the same with the Colts. But week in and week out, you don't quite know which version of the team you're going to get. I mean, the Raiders showed that this past week against the Bengals, whereas you look at the Colts and they had arguably probably their best game as a whole team all year this past week.
All right, I'll ask you. With those teams that they have,
okay,
who are you taking? Allen, Carr, or Brissett?
I mean, this year I got to take Josh Allen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Derek Carr or Brissett?
What?
Because those are the two teams I think are going to be fighting for the last playoff spot.
I mean, it comes down to just more than those two, though, if that's the case, then. I think they're pretty even this year. think you got to give the Raiders a little bit of an edge at the moment, only because their whole unit is fairly healthy. Marlon Mack looks to be done for the extended future. So, and you don't know T.Y. Hilton's.
And I saw the Raiders' schedule. It's pretty weak.
Yeah,
the remainder of the year. I like the Raiders. I like the Raiders to make the playoffs. I like the Bills. I'm sorry, but Houston and Indianapolis is going to be out.
I think. What, the other one?
Yeah, I don't know about
Houston. I like to think Houston's still going to win the division, but that was
not very impressive what they did on Sunday.
I want to bring up a point in that they're the only consistent team really in that division.
100%.
But
the Colts did lose their quarterback.
Yeah, but he's back. And he dropped that game this past week. So, yeah, I'd like to be with you, but I just don't think I can with the Colts, only because I feel like there's just too many injury questions right now. With
but
them.
Now if we stay in the AFC, are the Ravens the front runner?
Yeah. Well, see, yeah, that's the deal. You're trying to trap me with the whole entire Patriots being their thing. I mean, the Ravens beat them, but the Patriots have a knack of beating teams when that actually matters.
Who's the third best team?
In the AFC? You're going to call me crazy, but I think you can make a case for, like I said, I think third best team might actually be Buffalo. It's Buffalo. Just that they're trapped behind the Patriots.
Yep.
What
do you think of Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are probably the third best. I'd go, so if I have to pick the top four, Patriots 1, Ravens 2, Chiefs 3, Bills 4.
Then Texans.
Probably. I'm inclined to put Oakland maybe 5th, though. I really am.
Yeah. Their car's been playing underrated.
Yeah.
And you don't have really much weapons on that
team.
And
you guys called me a little bit crazy for taking Josh Jacobs in the 3rd round, but as I told you guys, he's good.
He is.
This week was his first fumble all year. This past week was his first fumble all year. Did you know that? Bet you didn't.
No.
Yeah, but all right. Let's. We're kind of. Actually, we're doing pretty good time wise. I'm surprised.
What's this Thursday?
It's funny you should mention that. It really is. Unless you actually knew. Do you know what the Thursday night game is this week? Or
no?
Oh, no idea.
If you say it, I'll know it. I forgot.
The Colts are heading to Houston.
Oh yeah, I did know that. I saw that today.
I'm going Houston with the bounce back.
Houston.
Yeah.
Taking Houston.
All right. The first of the Sunday games, the Dolphins head north to play the Browns. I'm willing Browns only because that's going to be a rough. The game's. I'll preface this way. It's going to be close, but it's definitely not getting any warmer this weekend.
No. I'm sticking 13-1, Mr. 13-1 over here. I'm going Browns.
Probably going to doom us in the long run here. Lions at the Redskins. I'll let you go first.
Is Driscoll playing?
At the moment, it seems that way.
I don't think it matters. I'm taking the Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions too. Raiders at the Jets. A couple people have highlighted this as an upset game of the week already. But I don't think that way. I'm going Raiders.
I'm going Raiders too here.
All right. Something seems off here. Oh, yeah, I got my games confused when I was talking earlier. It's okay. The Panthers are playing the Saints this week in New Orleans. It's because the Falcons are playing an equally bad defensive secondary.
Huh?
We'll get to it.
Oh, New Orleans I got in this game.
Yeah, I'm going New Orleans as well. Giants at the Bears.
People are picking on Mitch Trubisky a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But give me Danny Dimes.
This is a really big toss-up game, if I'm being honest.
I have another Bears setback.
It's really funny because you have the Giants run defense, which isn't that great. You have the Bears run defense, which is actually still pretty decent. And then you have your really questionable secondaries and kind of questionable, at least the past 4 weeks, quarterbacks. I want to take the Giants so bad, and I think if it was in MetLife, I would. But the fact that it's in Chicago, I got to go Chicago.
All right.
The Panther.
I got to gain some games on you anyway.
Where he did that. Seahawks are in Philadelphia to play the Eagles.
Got the Seahawks losing this week. I got the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going to go Seahawks.
Really?
Yep. All right, here's where I got confused. It's the Buccaneers traveling to Atlanta to play the Falcons.
Don't know why I got confused, but...
The bad secondaries of both Carolina and the Bucs.
Like the way the Falcons have been playing. I'm taking the Falcons.
I'm taking the Falcons as well. I think we got to our Y game of the week.
Let's see.
From you. Steelers at the Bengals. I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Why, yep. Paul?
They played tough against Oakland in Oakland. And this is a Steelers team that is reeling, and they're missing probably their biggest component on the offensive line in Pouncey.
The Cincinnati.
That, and guess who's starting to cook? Joe Mixon.
Yes, he is. But Finley sucks.
And Mason Rudolph's that much better.
No. But you asking me who's going to win this game? I think the Steelers are going to win this game. Mason Rudolph, he's got a very hard head. Why, Paul? Why?
I just gave you the reasons why.
Steelers win this game.
Last of the 1 o'clocks, we have the Broncos coming to Buffalo. Well, in Buffalo.
Going Denver.
Wow.
Denver's going into Buffalo. Going to win this game. Phillip Lindsay, 2 touchdowns. Actually, I don't want to see that.
First of the 4 o'clocks. Actually, 1 of 2 4 o'clock games this week.
Only two. There's the Cowboys, one of them.
We'll get to that. Jaguars at the Titans.
Jaguars at Titans. I might have to take a nap for this one.
Red Zone's going to suck on Sunday.
But Nick Foles gets his first win as a Jaguar.
I'm not going to lie, but Red Zone's going to fall off a cliff after the 1 o'clock games get over.
Yeah.
I'm
Ryan Tannehill? Man, if that man was Tannehill.
The Tennessee defense is... People don't talk about how good that Tennessee defense is. They're top 5 in a lot of statistical categories. I'm going to go Tennessee. All
right.
Cowboys are in New England to play the Patriots.
Oh, so.
Patriots. I'm not even.
I'm taking Patriots too, but here's my. So you're telling me there's 2 games at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So the red zone is basically just going to be the Cowboys-Patriots game.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to see another game?
No.
No. TV's terrible sometimes.
It's okay.
Anyway, take a Patriots.
Sunday night game. Packers are in San Francisco.
Picking Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, and your boy, Davante Adams. Packers go into San Francisco and win this game.
So, people are hyping up this game, and I think it's actually going to be like a flop of a game. I really do. I hate to do it. I hate to side with you, but I gotta go with the Packers.
Yep. Yes, you do.
God. Monday night this week, Ravens in Los Angeles to face the Rams.
If you think Lamar Jackson's not the MVP, come talk to me.
It's Russell Wilson.
You like that, Mark Ingram? You see that?
Yeah.
What you got?
Chicago Ravens. This rant, you want to know what? Nobody's really said it out loud yet. This Rams team just doesn't have it this year.
I don't think they do either. I got the Ravens.
All right. Let's move on to talk briefly about Kyle Busch taking the, for whatever reason, the lettering did not go down as I had hoped for, but it's okay. Kyle Busch takes home the NASCAR Cup Series.
What's that
crown.
Say? For Rowdy?
Second title for Rowdy. It's his nickname.
Oh.
Good for him.
Good for him.
He hadn't won a race in 21 races until this past weekend. It's not like he walked into it. He definitely had a dominant car the second half of the race on Sunday. This is going to be an interesting offseason for him. There's a pretty interesting rumor about him going around. Yeah, it's going to be weird. Next year's going to be an interesting year. I don't know what to fully expect. We have we're all going to the same tracks around the schedule. Each one has the same amount of races in theory. We have our first doubleheader weekend at Pocono in June. Championship race is going to be held at Phoenix next year, ISM Raceway. Homestead moves to March. I'm a little bit upset with that. Package unfortunately doomed that track this year. This is a fun track, Homestead was, for a championship. What lies ahead? It will be very interesting next year. I don't know how well the product is going to be. They need to work on their aero package for the short tracks. You're going to see major news schedule-wise in April, the way it sounds. I think we're going to see some major stuff here within the next 2 months or so. There's a lot of shakeup internally, I think, coming. And I think we're going to see at least the public debut, for of the most part, of the Gen 7 next-gen car. I'm really excited for it. I think the small pictures we've seen of it, even though they have a design on it to be deceptive of what's there and what's not, I'm really excited for. It should be a fun 2020, I think.
I'm not a Kyle Busch fan, Paul.
Yeah, we know.
I'm not as big a fan of NASCAR as you, but
I didn't know you were a fan.
I'm a fan of all the sports. You know, I watch my English Premier League.
Who drove the 17 car?
Matt Kenseth.
Loud wrong.
It was.
Yeah, back used in to 2012. Be.
Well, that's back
when it used to be on ESPN. Yeah, that's stupid that they're not. But Kyle Busch, douchebag.
Whoa.
I don't really know him. He seems like he's got a weird face. I'm sorry, Kyle Busch. But I wanted to see Denny Hamlin win his first championship.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would like to have seen him. But
so, Paul, I asked you this last week.
Yep.
Who's got the second most championships behind Jimmy Johnson?
Now it's Kyle Busch
no,
with two.
It is Kyle Busch. Congrats, Kyle.
With two.
With two. Congrats, Kyle. You'll never be Carl Edwards, but, you know.
He did be Carl Edwards.
He'll never be Carl Edwards. Is he doing backflips, Paul? Is he doing backflips?
No.
No.
All right.
Can he sing?
Only one way to find out.
Does he wear a mask?
Maybe.
That's the transition.
Yeah. You want to know what? We'll start with you, Nick. We'll throw it to you for the topic.
I'm not good with these intros, but let's talk some Masked Singer. Thoughts on this season? Oh, I'm just reading the thing. So the Masked Singer, it is on Fox Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's on Fox, Channel 6, locally here in Seneca Falls. So we are down to how many, Paul? Eight?
We are down to
nine.
I think you're right. It's eight.
Well, eight or nine celebrities dressed up as costumes.
Eight.
We're down to eight, so we're halfway through. So if you don't know, if you haven't heard from the old episodes, so Masked Singer is about a bunch of random celebrities dressed up in costumes singing for a competition, and you don't know, you gotta try to guess who it is. They have hints and clues, and there's four judges: Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy, Ken Jeong, Nicole Scherzinger, with some special guests. They try to figure out who is behind the mask. Nick Cannon is the host. He does a good job. He ain't no Ryan Seacrest or Jeff Probst, but he does a good job. So we're down to eight. We've had some names, you know. Raven Simone just got unmasked.
True.
What's his name? Paul Schaefer. Yep. Just got unmasked. Who was the last week was surprising.
Kelly Osbourne.
What's his name? What's the singer's name?
Her dad, yeah. Or Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne. His daughter, right?
Yes.
She just got unmasked, so there's eight out there. There's the Flamingo is still a costume out there. Yep. The Rottweiler still a costume out there.
The Leopard.
The Fox, the Leopard. The Thingamajig is really fooling a lot of people.
Butterfly.
Firefly.
Flower.
Flower.
Fox.
Do you have any pictures?
No, I don't. I'm on the Wikipedia page.
Okay. Yeah, but
I have pictures of Nick Cannon.
We don't want. I think people know who he is. But anyway, so those eight people are going to get unmasked.
Holy crap, that's a young picture of Robin Thicke.
Not sure who how the voting works. I think it's people that go to the event live. It's not live, the show, but the judges, and they vote who's the better singer. Obviously, these professional singers are going farther than these other guys that aren't, but point is just to see who it is, and it's a good family show. And I think there's some really good singers left, Paul. Mm-hmm. Any guesses? What are some big names we're going to see the rest of the season at Masked Singer?
So, tomorrow's episode, if I'm reading this right, we'll have the Rottweiler, Leopard, Flower, and Flamingo going. And tomorrow's episode. Now, I've been on this train for a while. I think the Rottweiler is someone that has to do with the Cleveland Browns in some way.
I've said that clue.
Yeah, I think for sure the Leopard, I'm with Pat, my brother, on this one. That's probably RuPaul.
It's RuPaul. It even says in one of the clues, R-U, yeah. Spelled out.
Other than that, I think it's a little bit of a toss-up. The Fox, I don't think, is as clear as a lot of people make
Jamie
it out
Fox.
To be.
He ain't going
to
be that obvious.
I noticed a clue on the Fox this past week that I think many people didn't realize. The Fox has a septum ring in its nose. I don't think many people realize that. And I think I noticed that maybe it's somebody with the septum nose. Ezekiel Elliott. He was holding out.
That's true.
I don't know. Probably not. But.
I don't think he could sing like that either. That guy could sing.
So I don't know. I'm pretty excited for the stretch run here. Season 3 is obviously going to be right on the heels, relatively speaking. So
I think the Fox... Is that who you were just talking about? The Rottweiler you were just talking about?
What with the nose ring, septum ring? The Fox.
Oh, that is the Fox. Yeah. The Fox, I think, could be the star guy from the movie Shazam.
Yeah.
They've said the word Shazam, trying to fool you with Jamie Foxx and his show. And they've done comic books and stuff with the Fox. Going with that guy. Don't know his name. The lead guy in Shazam.
I can look it up quick.
Think it's
keep,
him.
Keep filling, Nick. Keep filling.
Thingamajig, definitely the toughest one. A lot of people think it could be
Zachary Levi.
A lot of guesses. Zachary Levi? That's who I think is the Fox. But the Thingamajig, Pat, your brother, Paul.
Yes.
Thinks it's going to be Blake Griffin, Channing Tatum, Russell Westbrook, Derrick Rose. What do you think of these guesses by your brother for the Thingamajig?
Well, I can't fully believe in everything he says. I need to get off this page. Hold on a second. There we go.
Let's go to your face. Let's see your reaction about those guesses from your brother.
I had to move some there. Yeah, I don't know if I can fully get behind Pat after, you know, it has to be T.I. last year. CeeLo Green.
Hey, he lost.
But, yeah.
Start off hot this season.
Yeah, stay hot, Rocket. Yeah, I don't fully know what... I don't know. I got no. This season I have like no good guesses on. You know what
the
I mean?
The only one I can really guess is RuPaul.
Yeah, they've had a really good job. I think they've done a really good job this year on, I guess masking who it is, and
I think the performances are pretty cool.
Yeah.
They really like some of those performances. Like there's a story behind them.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah.
So yeah, I mean it.
Definitely a good family show.
Yeah, definitely.
And they say it's the number one show on TV right now.
It probably is. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. It's a good family show. You know, if you haven't started watching, it's on demand. Don't know where else you can watch it. Maybe Fox.com. I don't know. But it's on Fox, Channel 6, locally here in Niagara Falls. Probably everywhere. I don't know. I think it's Channel 7, Geneva. But anyways, on Fox at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday nights. So get the DVR set. If you have a DVR. If you have a VHS, well, you're screwed. But, Paul, any last comments on the Masked Singer?
No, I'm with you. Like I said, it's been a fun year so far, and I'm just not 100% too sure who anybody is. So,
besides RuPaul.
Yeah, pretty much. You know.
And if we get that one wrong, then we don't know.
Yeah. All right. We're on to our final fresh takes. I'm going to let you go first, Nick, because I'm not 100% too sure how long mine's actually going to be.
All right.
So we'll go to you. And for Nick's final fresh take, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm going to apologize out front to Finger Lakes 1.
I actually did not know that they...
We did not plan for any of this in true theory.
I think it's a trap.
It kind of might be a trap.
But it's cool.
Admiral Akbar, don't know if he told us, but... yeah, Nick, go ahead. I'm going to hide underneath the desk because,
it's
you know.
So cool, you know. This is festive. So my final fresh take is early Christmas. Enough is enough. What day is it?
November 19th. 19th, yeah.
Ooh, November 19th. That's when I did my stand-up 3 years ago. Fun fact. But anyway.
What's this out?
November 19th. It's too early for Christmas. Like, what happened to Thanksgiving? Does anyone celebrate Thanksgiving? I know that's your holiday you said earlier in the show. Does anyone celebrate? Do you know there's two channels that I have? I have like six. You know, when you get a car, you have six channels you can set on there. You know, six, you know, you just save on there. Two of them are gone. They're Christmas music. I like Christmas music. Don't get me wrong. Last Christmas, good song. Jingle Bell Rock, you know, rocking around the Christmas tree. Wop, wop, wop. Grandma hit by the reindeer. But I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it on November 19th. I don't. I don't want to hear it. I mean, it's a nice tree. It's a nice tree. I mean, but, and I like Christmas decorations, but not November 19th. Don't forget about Thanksgiving. You know, you already have Christmas music on the radio way too early. People are already decorating, and I get it. It's cold. You know, some people want to get out there before the real winter gets here, but still got to take it down. And then, well, Walmart has already been, they've been the problem. You know who the problem is here? Walmart. They are the ones that give out, there it is. That's a nice tree. You know, you can't really, there is no angel on top.
Stay on task. I wanted that to be ironic.
Well, anyway, Walmart is the reason they started this. You know, when they put their Christmas decorations out before Halloween, you know, it's ridiculous. They started this trend. I don't like this trend. It's too damn early. There's Christmas lights all around. No one even cares about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, a good holiday. Black Friday, a good holiday.
I don't think Thanksgiving Eve is an actual holiday.
It is to me. All right. I love my Eves. I love my Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving Eve. Too damn early. And I'm sorry. I didn't know you guys decorated the place before I walked in here. Nice tree. And I do like Christmas. You know, I do. I'm a big fan of the holiday. It's just too early, Paul. Too early. I don't want to be listening to Grandma Got Hit by the Reindeer on the radio. I want to be listening to Maroon 5 for just another couple weeks, please. But Merry Christmas. Even though it's not even Thanksgiving yet. Paul.
So, I guess that's my turn to do my final fresh take. Nick, I applaud you, Nick, because I've been saying this for years about that, and people are just sick of me saying it, so I'm happy that I got you on my side, and I'll be honest with you.
They are disrespecting Thanksgiving.
I've already heard enough Christmas music on the radio. And this is going to sound bad, but once it hits December 1, I will play Mariah Carey.
Yes,
but
that's a great song.
But look,
the Jonas Brothers already got a new Christmas song out.
Oh, my God.
It's enough. Save it.
Come back and think they own the place. How about that? Big Jonas Brothers. What have they done?
You know, you probably love the holiday, too. It's just, it's too early.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. All the earliness of it now kind of saps, takes away from it for me, though. Like, I get
the Christmas out by Christmas
like
Day.
Yeah. Like, I get the Christmas, and I just don't care anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus would not be proud.
I mean, there's probably you drive down the town. It's one thing, you know, put your lights out.
Well, we do it from
people
the
turn them on.
Well, from at least like the town perspective, like the town, like highway and parks and rec. The reason why we do it early is because we're running out of good days to get them up. At least in that theory, which I guess, you know, true for other people around town, but like,
do you have the lights out in the rec center?
We strung them today, I believe, actually. So,
and did you know there's like a town in Maine that's against law to have your Christmas decorations out past like January 31st or something like that?
Good. I want to move to that place.
It's one of those crazy laws I learned. But what do you got, Paul?
All right, as probably many of you have learned, and again, this kind of, you know, took away a little bit from what my thing. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Oh, no. What happened? It went away. Oh, no. I messed it up, Nick. Okay, I'm going to have to just put our main thing up here for my final fresh take. This is unfortunate.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I accidentally clicked the delete button and my... Okay, anyway. My final fresh take has to do with the minor league baseball folding of teams, the major league baseball plan. And locally, that will have an impact here, potentially. Locally speaking, we will see... I'll go ahead and put it as three teams, just based on the general area. The Batavia Muck Dogs, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, and closest to us, and maybe most importantly to us, obviously, here at Finger Lakes One, the Auburn Double Days. This is, I get what they're trying to do, but this is Major League Baseball trying to run away from a bigger problem at hand, which is underpaying of the minor league baseball players. I don't agree with this. I don't think it's a viable solution. Overall, I'll get the stats up for you guys. Overall, there are 42 teams that they are targeting to fold. Of those 42 teams, it would pretty much kill off three leagues as a whole. Those leagues are the Appalachian League, which is an advanced rookie league. That league, actually, only one team would be saved, and they would be put into a new team, a new league, much to a combined, and I'll get to that. The Pioneer League in the Midwest Mountain Ranges, as well as the New York Penn League, which is what Auburn and Batavia are in as well. And then from a personal point, there are some AA teams that they're targeting. One of them is the Erie Seawolves. I went to college in Erie, Pennsylvania. Man, it would suck. I'll put it to you bluntly. It would suck that they would do this. You know, I mean, growing up, baseball games, we went to Auburn all the time, and it was great. And
it would be something they took
away. And I'm going to get heartfelt for a second because just of, like, awesome experiences I've had over the years there. But as a freshman / sophomore in high school, there was nothing cooler than me at the time than going over there. And I will name drop slightly on this one, but nothing better than Jan Gomes taking time after games at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night to just talk with me and my brother and other kids our age for like a half hour to an hour just about baseball and different stuff like that. And Jan Gomes is one of my favorite players because of that now.
That's very cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And there are other players too, obviously, that take time. I don't know how many balls is from throughout the year autographed with the whole team on it and stuff like that. Stuff that you can't get at the major league level. And speaking of major league level, just to give you guys an idea about maybe how important some of these teams are, and obviously not every single one of these guys get to the major leagues. A lot of these guys play a couple years at A-ball and that's it for them. But you never know who the next Kenny Lofton might be who played in Auburn. You don't know who the next...
Aaron Hill
played at...
J.P. Armacilla.
J.P. Armacilla played there. Johan Santana played in Auburn. Many people don't know that. Luis Gonzalez played at Auburn. Adam Lynn played at Auburn. Ed Cranepool back in the day played in Auburn. Jerry Kuzman played at Auburn. Now I'm hitting a bunch of different people. Some current guys like Nick Pivetta played in Auburn. Brandon Leake, who just retired a few years ago, played in Auburn. Mark Zepchinski played in Auburn. Brett Cecil played in Auburn. You know who else played in Auburn for literally like 3 seconds? Anthony Rendon played in Auburn. Like, I don't think people get that. Like, and then you also look back on it. I said Luis Gonzalez. But you also had guys like John Halama, like guys who were solid utility and solid arms. Julio Lugo played in Auburn.
What's that team you're wearing right now?
Rochester.
Red Wings?
Yes. Manny Acta, who is now a third base coach. But obviously he's got to manage. One of his first managerial jobs was Auburn in the mid-90s.
It would be sad.
Yeah. I mean, Patavia, too. It's not like whatever. Patavia has had Marlon Byrd to play there.
Marlon Byrd, Pirate Great.
Speaking of Pirate Great, Steve Blass played in Patavia. Randy Wolf, Chase Utley, Mike and Trevor Williams. Ned Yost managed in Patavia. One of his first managerial jobs was in Patavia. Brad Ziegler played in Patavia. J.A. Happ played in Patavia. Joe Kelly played in Patavia. Like, these are, and like I said, you don't know who's going to get there, but like Nick Punto, another Pirate legend for you, Nick. Manny Sanguian played in Patavia. And, you know, you look at these leagues as a whole, you get a lot of different guys who have come through these systems and have played in these places. Geneva, when they had a New York Penn League team, had Pete Rose, Tommy Helms, and Tony Perez all on the same team at one time.
That was who?
That's pretty crazy. Geneva, when they had a Penn League team. Tom Clavin and Greg Maddux pitched in Geneva. Well, Clavin for sure. I think Maddux had a rehab stint there, but... And then Newark at one time, bet you didn't know this, Newark had a single-A team at one point, and Robin Yount's only season of minor league baseball was played in Newark.
Wow.
So, needless to say, save minor league baseball.
How are they going to save it?
I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen like that. And I didn't mean to get off topic with Erie either, but Erie, the two most notable, Curtis Granderson and Justin Verlander, have played in Erie. So... We got that, but save my, you know, it's a bigger deal than just the players. It's the communities around them.
26%.
You know, you think about it. Yeah, you think about it like this, Nick, and at least in terms of Major League Baseball and whatever, we'd have to go, for the most part, 4.5 to 5 hours away to watch a game, and we literally have a pro team 15 minutes away that we could lose. So it's a combo of different things. But we need to save minor league baseball.
Very well said.
Thank you. Lock of the week. I'll go first. All right. Ohio State's going to win this game, and some people might call me crazy on it.
College football?
Yep, college football, but Penn State plus 17.5. Get those points, baby.
I'm going with the pros, Paul.
All right.
I'm going Dolphins. Plus 10.5 at Cleveland.
I like that. It's a smart play.
I think it's going to be a close game. 10.5 is tricky.
Yep.
That's it. That's my pick.
All right. Who are you shouting out today?
So I've shouted out a lot of people throughout this show. But if I ever shouted out an event, I'm going to help an event. I'm going to help our buddy Justin Hiwa. So the rec center, your job, your building. They play basketball on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Is it 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
9 o'clock. So if you want to play basketball, come on down to the rec center. Help Justin out. Get numbers. I will not be there because I do not play basketball anymore.
Forgot to mention that it's a $20 fee.
$20 fee. Helping him out. Shouting out his vent. Come on down and play basketball at the rec center. That's all I got today.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Come on down. Paul will be there.
No. Well, if you haven't, you should definitely like, share, and subscribe. Save minor league baseball. Too early for Christmas. Make sure you go definitely bet our locks of the week. With that in mind, we'll catch you here next week on the Fresh Hicks Podcast.